This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 616, IELTS Writing, Why Every Word is Precious.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we answer some excellent questions from a listener about opinions, thesis statements, and numbers. Listen up for valuable writing advice.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing out there in Portland?
I'm doing fantastic. We have another soccer practice tonight, so I'm pretty stoked about that. Okay. It's super fun. One of our friends' dads is the coach, because sadly, I don't have time to head coach this year, but I am assisting my little patootie off. I am assisting as hard as I can. So it's just so fun. We have like three of the kids on the team are who like kids that I coached in spring league. And like to see their faces when they saw that I was there, they were so excited and I was so excited. Oh. And it was just great.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so fun. It's so good to get outside, play sports, be active, and just get the body moving. I love that.
Yeah. And fall, you guys, I can't put into words how magical fall is in so many reasons. But like fall soccer, like it's the season of just like starting to get serious about stuff. That's how I always feel in the fall, right? Whether it's sports or academics. But I feel like this also applies to IELTS, you know? This is the time, guys. Summer's over. You had your fun. Hopefully you had some vacations. And now it's time to get serious, right? And there is no time like the present to get into Three Keys IELTS, guys, because for you special and valued and loved podcast listeners, you guys get a special bonus when you get into Three Keys IELTS. Lindsay, what is that bonus?
All right, guys. So Jessica is going to show you in a video and a special guide exactly what you can do to wake up the examiner, right? I mean, there are a lot of students going into that speaking test and the examiner, by the time you get there, is going to be tired. And the way to push your score higher is to wake them up with the right vocabulary, the right tone of voice, the right pronunciation, variation in your voice to get your 7. There are tangible things you can do and you can learn what they are in this special bonus that's just for you guys, if you get into the course.
Exactly, you guys. You get real vocab and real lessons for pronunciation and vocab. This is invaluable, and it is only for you podcast listeners when you get into Three Keys. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic. That's just the course itself. But if you want lessons with me on Skype, you get a whole writing and speaking class, guys, just you and me on Skype. Go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Awesome. We'll see you guys in there. Looking forward to it. Very cool. All right,
Super
Jessica.
Cool. So guys, we also have a review contest, right? We got some awesome questions from a reviewer, and maybe he will be the one chosen. Who knows? If you want to come on the podcast, guys, leave us a review for the episode for the show, and we'll read out your name and answer the questions.
Yeah, exactly. And so Mustafa here is the person who reviewed us in Apple Podcasts. And I want to read Mustafa's question because that's what we're going to focus on today. Are we ready?
Yes, totally ready.
Okay, cool. So Mustafa says, hi, thanks a bunch for your wonderful podcast. You rock.
Awesome.
That's great. Please, my question is about writing task 2. In case we have, or when we have an opinion essay, Is it mandatory to show my opinion clearly in the thesis statement if I want to approach it as an argument one? For instance, I have to say I agree or I somewhat disagree with one side over another, etc. Second question, in writing test one, we sometimes face long units on the y-axis, for instance. Is it mandatory to write the fill unit again and again or only refer to it once? Ooh, good questions.
Super good questions. Yeah. So the first question, let's sort of like parse this out a little bit. So he's asking, it seems like, about an opinion essay, but then also an argument essay, opinions, thesis statements. Let me just separate these so it's clear, Mustafa, and all the listeners out there. So in an essay, in an opinion essay, right? That means the body is just about your opinion one side. In an argument essay, the body is showing your opinion, but also the other side, okay? Now, this doesn't change the introduction all that much, to be honest with you. So the introduction, you are going to present both sides. You should. Right? Present both sides, and include in there your opinion, right? The major difference is the thesis statement. So most of the introduction is the same for both essays, right? So you would say something like, while some believe that homeschooling is not a good option, I feel that this is a viable option for students today. Right? So it's saying that's your opinion. You think homeschooling has benefits. So that would be the same in either way, opinion or argument essay. The thesis statement, now this is what defines the essay. This is what tells the examiner what they're going to see in the body and therefore which kind of essay you're writing. So in the thesis statement for an opinion essay, you would say something like, in the following composition, I will support my opinion with examples, right? Or in an argument essay, you would say, in this composition, I will explore both sides and justify my opinion. So the difference is in the thesis statement, guys, but the rest of the introduction is the same. You're still going to present both sides and you're still going to make it clear what your side is. Hello, hello, awesome listeners. If you want a bonus for your speaking exam, get that examiner in the mind of a 7 or higher. We have it for you, only podcast listeners. Get into 3 Keys IELTS and get that bonus. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach for personal classes with me.
Yeah, I love how that thesis statement is making it very clear. You're not causing the examiner to guess what kind of essay you're writing. You're being very clear from the start.
Yes, and that is necessary, guys, for high scores in task and cohesion coherence. Okay, it is so necessary to have an outline that shows you exactly what the examiner needs to see for high scores there. Because, like, think about it. This is such a short essay. It's only 4 paragraphs, right? If you are going to fulfill the requirements for a 7 or higher, you have to use every sentence to do that, right? Like, every sentence has to be strategic. You can't waste any time or words in task 2. They're too precious. Mm-hmm. It's too short. Yeah. So that's why having these templates like we give you in 3 Keys, that's the magic. That's how you get to that 7 or higher in an organized, clear way. So Mustafa, I hope that makes the introduction questions clear. Very good questions. And everyone else out there, you can write this stuff down because this is how you write an introduction for task 2.
Ooh, all right. So I'm going to reread the second question again, cool. Jessica, just so that our listeners remember.
Awesome.
Okay. So the second question is, in writing task 1 now, we sometimes face long units on the y-axis, for instance. Is it mandatory to write the fill unit again and again or only refer to it once? Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I like this question. So he's talking about like labeling those numbers, right? Like 1 million people, 2,000 visitors, 300 units of carbon. so it does kind of depend, honestly, but when in doubt, always label the number, because I've seen a lot of mistakes happen like this where students begin by labeling the numbers, right? Where it's like 5 million, let me see, like 5,000%. Whatever. And then they forget the percent sign after that. And that makes it not the same number. So if it's a percent, you have to label it. If it's a unit, like if it gives you like million or billion, you have to add that. So it's the correct number. Also, if it is a unit of money or any other sort of measurement, so kilometers, dollars, those have to be labeled for every number in your essay. But on the other side, if it's more general, like 300 visitors, then you don't have to repeat that again and again, right? Just make sure you do label it once every paragraph to make it clear to define the number. So at the beginning of the paragraph, you can paraphrase like 100 guests, 100 visitors. And then in the sentences after that, you don't have to repeat visitors. I know what the number is. So you can just give the number. So I think those rules are the best to follow as far as like what we should label and not label.
Yeah, such a good question. It looks like Mustafa is really in there taking practice tests, really getting into IELTS. That's why the quality of the questions are so good coming from Mustafa.
So fantastic. Mustafa, good job. I hope that you are in Three Keys, man, because you would be such a great student to have in Three Keys. And I would love to see your questions in our Facebook group.
Exactly. Guys, remember, if you're ready to get into Three Keys and get our special bonus Wake Up the Examiner, go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the basic course, and go to allearsenglish.com/coach for the personal coach plan. Okay.
Fabulous.
Awesome.
And leave us a review like Mustafa, and we will answer your questions and read your name in a future episode.
All right. Very cool. Great episode today. And thank you to Mustafa for a great question.
Yeah, super cool. All right, Lindsay, go enjoy the dog days of summer.
The hot days in Boston. Yeah, it's still hot here. Wow. Yeah. All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.